the new home of Love Ultra Radio
and the Sunsplash Mix Show.
ILoveSunsplash.com.
www.ILoveSunsplash.com.
Yo, this is Tanya Stevens, and you're listening to The Flavor Radio. What me say? Keep it up.
Yo, massive crew, this is yours, Freddie McGregor. You don't know what tune it to the man called Jah Prince. Jah Prince, where you find them tune from? Man, just bust that one there again in a Jah Prince. Bust it again, Freddie McGregor, upon the end.
For the ladies, for the rude boys.
But now watch no face, beg no more pardon. Enough drugs, money, they are cherry garden. No individual society applauding. You can ask anybody where them get them starting. But no politician take a donation. Yeah. So no criminal will never see a station. Oh. Never see a cell, not even a courthouse. But every Sunday we see them take a boat out. Hey. Not coast resort and car dealership. What? The construction company, them just don't legit.
That happens to be the Sunsplash Mix Show. Some new music from Protege. Now, sometimes some selectors decide to play more of the music only because it's new. And sometimes the artist said, "No, you said that one, yeah. You said that song, yeah. You should play it. You should listen to it. Let me listen to the first part. Let me find Protege. Let me listen to the first part."
Now watch no face, beg no more pardon. What? Enough drugs, money, they are cherry garden. Oh. Enough individual society applauding. You can ask anybody where them get them start.
All right, let me make sure I have him on the phone line. His name is Protege. He's returning to the Sunsplash. He's been on the Sunsplash Mix a couple times. Protege, are you there with us, brother?
Yeah, man, 100%. What do I say?
Man, we chilling. Give thanks for another conversation. We're going to have a blood money conversation right here on the Sunsplash Mix. Yourself as an artist. Let's start with the title Blood Money. Oh, my God. Why did he use such a it's a scary word, blood money. Why is the track called Blood Money?
You know, it's just talking about the way a whole lot of people have advance themselves in life, doing things that are not really on the up and up, but society paints it that way. So I just felt to use something that would be very eye-catching, so visually it looks dope too, and then it has that sound, and then the content of the song is telling that story. So I just thought it was fitting.
All right. Right here, the Sunsplash Mix, Protege. You're very familiar when it comes to entire songs of content. Let me put it like that. It's not just one good hook. I am of a nice jingle. This song is filled with punchlines, as they say in the industry. How long did it take to create a song like this, Blood Money?
A couple days. Having the ideas, having some lines. I don't force stuff, so I don't just sit down and say I have to finish this song. No, it's vibing in my head. Making sure that all three verses are three different styles completely.
Yes.
That they all flow differently. That they all speak about a different topic. That it's like a story. It's not just me writing lyrics. Like, I could write music much quicker if I wrote in that way. Mm-hmm. But the way how I write, I just wake up the next day and see how I feel on the same topic. Because it's going to be different than the day before. So, it's like, it didn't take long once I found the concept, but it was like I took my time. I take my time with it when I'm writing music. Then I sing it over my head, and then I go over it for 2 days, and then I let my producer hear it when I know that it's at a point where he has to like it, you know?
Yeah, I like it. The word concept, and obviously patience and taking time. Let's talk to some of our other peers, our the fellows and the ladies who are in the industry, that also say, well, yeah, man, I want good song. I want good lyrics. But they didn't get the packaging, the marketing, the timing. Should I release it reggae month? Should I wait till dawn in October? Let's talk about the family and obviously the Diggy Nation. How do they help you with saying, yo, you know, you should I wait a little longer before you push it out?
I mean, we sit around tables, 5, 6 of us. I tell my vision, my idea. Everybody gives their opinion on what they think. I listen to it. I take recommendations from everybody. Sometimes I just go ahead with what I said anyway. Mm-hmm. Most of the times there is stuff to learn and different approaches. So more times than often, like I rethink or reimagine how to do it. So, you know, Winter, it was his idea to release it underground first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it took so long to come online. And then I had an idea to do, instead of, I always put up my stuff on SoundCloud first. I was like, yo, I want to do a YouTube video, but not just the album art. Like, I want to bring the album, the cover art to life, animation.
Yes.
So I linked Taj, and I just told him the idea, and he went and did that by himself. You know what I mean? And the great thing is about working with people is that when they know what they're doing, you can leave them to do what they're doing.
Nice.
So it all came together, and then, you know, just when we're going to premiere it and put it out and get the energy behind it, because timing is the key. So I just think Blood Money on a whole, give thanks for my team for helping me and continue to help me to get this song where I think it needs to go, you know?
I like that. And just like you said, where it needs to go. Sometimes we release music as artists and, you know, co-producers, and we say, all right, well, it's shot a number one, and then 2 months later, we have to find our next hit. Can you talk about how long, as you said, the process to make the song, but then how long do you promote this song? You got to give it space to breathe, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it like this, like, who knows, for example, who knows is getting 50,000 views at every day on YouTube now. Mm. And that video came out over 2 years ago now, I think.
Wow.
And so, you know what I mean? In 1 week, who knows is getting over 300,000 views still. That song has life in it. It has belly in it same way. So I always even still promote my songs. But to get a song to break, like Blood Money, in reggae music, it doesn't happen overnight. And for me, you know, I'm just keep working it. When you find a song that takes on and everybody that listens to it gives it thumbs up and, mm-hmm. and helps to push it, it's like you need to keep reaching more people. You identify a song that's going to open up new doors for you. You know what I mean? Sound System's calling me from New York. I've been doing music for 8 to 9 years now, and I've never got more calls from New York Sounds from New York Sounds in 1 week than I have in 8 years.
Mm.
So it's new ground. So you go and you open that new ground and you spread music and you open them to your whole catalog now. And
right.
People are just finding out about Who Knows Now or Kingston Be Wise Now because there's new doors. So you just have to not rush it. And everybody takes different time. It's not, there's no right or wrong. And I just analyze my thing and say, okay, this is the time I want to move it.
I like it. His name is Protege. He's with us here on the Sunsplash Mix. We don't have him for too long. But like you said, you had the 7-year itch for a while. We like that. Then you had the 8-year affair. So is this another project that we're going to see 2017 based on that same time? And, you know?
Mm.
We need a
That's
nine,
a good question.
We need a 9-year kickout or something. We don't know.
That's a good question. I mean, like, I've been very prolific with putting out albums. Like, it's 3 albums since 2011, 3 albums in 6 years, plus a half of an album with Royalty Free.
Yeah.
So 3.5 albums in 6 years. Right now, though, I don't even want to think about that. Like, the main thing is just getting Blood Money out there and seeing how wide the audience can be. But you already know that, like, how I'm working, I'm in studio working always and
mm-hmm.
putting a lot of stuff together. You guys have no idea, you know what I mean? Like, it's just people are asking for side A, people are asking for a new album. It's mm-hmm. like, and then out of nowhere comes Blood Money and kind of just takes the focus. So right now I'm just doing that, and No, it has to be part of something special, you know? It's like, right. It's not just random, so I'm working.
I like it. Protege, he's in a good mood, and always in a good mood, but serious. These lyrics are serious, and sometimes media is going to say, boy, I want to take the artist, yo, I must start calling some names, some regions, You know, some pronouns are being used in Blood Money. Is that part, not say part, you didn't do it intentionally? Or did you do it intentionally? Yeah, we have to call certain names at certain crevice and corners.
Like, I don't, it's like, I don't even have full control over my thoughts. Most of us don't. Like, most of us, if we sit down and say, stop thinking, our mind still races, you know what I mean? So it's like, things just come to my mind. And if it's agreeable with my spirit, I then put it out into words. And then if it's agreeable with me, I stop thinking about it after that. Because if it sits well with me and if I think it sounds good, or if I think that this is pertinent, this is what I want to talk about, then it doesn't really matter to me after that. Like, everything else is a bonus. So if people like it, it's a bonus. If they don't like it, or think I shouldn't be speaking about it, well, I mean, you know what I mean? That's how it goes. I can appreciate that, but mm-hmm. I just let the thoughts come, and when they come, I express it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to cheat myself that creativity.
I like it. Real talk. Salute to everybody who listens to the Sunsplash Mix. Those are the answers. He didn't have his PR tell him that, him not write down them answers there. That's just from the heart, and that's what we like here. It's a conversation about Blood Money with Protégé. So we give thanks for the time that you've taken so far and the creation. Blood Money is more than a song, like I say. It's a mood we feel. Well, it changes the mood on the radio sometime, you know.
Thanks. Respect. That is it. And that's the whole thing. Is that's about the mood. That's why I've understood now with making music is just, like, I never say, let me write a girl song, let me write a social commentary song, let me write a song about this, I just feel like I make the rhythm, because I'll get 8 wicked rhythms, and I only write to 2 of them, because, like, to sit down and write songs for the art, for the sport of it is not really my thing no more. It's like, if the rhythm makes me feel some sort of a way, then I go with that. And then all I'm trying to do is make the listener feel how this beat made me feel, or how this music makes me feel. And I think that Blood Money has definitely captured a mood.
There we go. And then there's a lot of people understand we're in media, so we have to sometime ask the question so that the audience can understand what the artist was thinking of. You know, your fans, they follow you, but yeah, I mean, I guess he might have been angry. He just decided something happened in his personal life. I said, this dip on the TV every day. He just decided to sing about it today.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like we said, Protégé, like you said, it's all about a project and it's a creation. It's visual, Blood Money. How do people follow you and how do they support you?
Well, protégé.com, protoje. Everything's there, SoundCloud, Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, everything. But most importantly, the SoundCloud has all the music. YouTube has all the music. You can go and... because all of this stuff, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, they're all a means to an end. And the ends is the music. So whether it is you buy the music, or you go on my SoundCloud and listen to it, or you download it, whatever. You stream it, whatever the case may be. You listening to music is the focus, so all my music is available online for streaming at the very least. So you can go hear it, you know.
I like it. Consume the message from Protégé. Say any way you want it. Yeah, man, just take it. We like it. A lot of events coming up in the summer.
Well, heading out to Europe soon, and then UK, and then we're popping back in America May and June. Like on the West Coast, probably a bit at the East Coast too, but I'm kind of just working on, like, I really want to be in studio working on music mostly now, and I'm spending all my summer on the road, so not too keen on just taking all summer touring, so I may have to come back home for a bit, you know?
I like it. Stay in control. We love it. Big up everybody from Indignation. Big up Protégé. Thanks again. We always check in, probably 3 times a year. So give thanks, Protégé.
Yeah, man. Every time. See, and give thanks to the work and support.
Big up. Yeah, Selecta Princess says she's coming for her shirt. She coming for her shirt. She says, say it like a New Yorker. She coming to get that shirt. She want that Blood Money shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. Bigger up every time.
All right, give thanks. We're going to play all of Blood Money, not a piece. I'll play all of it.
Bless up.
Now watch no face, beg no more pardon. Enough drugs, money, they are cherry garden. Enough individual society applauding. You can ask anybody where them get them starting. But no politician take a donation. So enough criminal will never see a station. Never see a cell, not even a courthouse. But every Sunday we see them taking
that song is mad. No, that's mine.
All the way from the beginning. Blood Money Protege. Some I play the whole song. Listen.
But now watch no face, beg no more pardon. Enough drugs, money, they are cherry garden. Enough individual society applauding. You can ask anybody where them get them starting. But no politician take a donation. So no criminal will never see a station. Never see a cell, not even a courthouse. But every Sunday we see them take a boat out. North Coast Resort and car dealership. The construction company, them just don't legit. Usually wash the money, turn it round and hide it. When they kick back, them come in, the government delighted. So, police cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Now if you check your situation, a blood money running nation. Come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If what you see no really face you, then you are the problem what we face though. Was about to buy a next 16 now. Maybe then I never have to be a prisoner. Maybe then I could have not turn in my firearm. Police could not come remand. Come me like me run an army. Was about to be a politician too. Maybe then I could have make any decision look. Maybe then I make $100 million disappear. Then me act like me no care. Watch your vote me back in there. Because it's sad reality. In a Jamaica say your status or your salary. Man, the road I carry one whole heap of felony. But them have a family, a boost up the economy. So, police cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Now if you check your situation, a blood money running nation. Come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If all you see no really face you, then you what the is out of many, but a one set of people feeling it. How that real society you agree to this? Things are revealed, the garbage, the machine spin. No smoke screen, a river and no conceal it. Now the system failing, the gap a get wider. A matter of time before a total divide ya. You cross the line, man, draw quick for remind you. If you build it on crime, then crime will have to find you. And that's how it's been always. That no frustrate you like it do to me. How much dead baby they over Jubilee? How much used to 10 when they running at Tivoli? Now them 16 hard fry head fricassee. So, police cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Hey, now if you check his situation, a blood money running nation. Come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If what you see no really